So as we head into Tisha B'Av, as we were talking about this morning, I have a chance here to take a mind's eye tour. A mind's eye tour of the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe this map will help us as well. The Gemara at the top of Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara at the top of Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, quoted in the Siddur, quoted near the end of Karbanos. Let's bring that up on the screen. So the Gemara says, Abaye, Misada Maracha Mishmei de Gemara Valibud Abashal. Abaye listed all the steps in the morning routine in the Beis HaMikdash. What they would do. The Maracha, the wood piles, the wood sets for bonfires that were built on the top of the outer Mizbeach. You remember, again, as we were talking about this morning, the basic, most basic architecture of Beis HaMikdash, there's a building with several rooms, one within the next, and it's surrounded by an open air area, a fenced in open air area. And the Mishkan is called the Chatzer. In Beis HaMikdash, it's called the Azara. And most of the action that we're familiar with is taking place over the course of the day, is taking place in the outdoors. And the Azara here, the major Mizbeach, the big Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the copper Mizbeach is outside. It's also sometimes called the Mizbach HaOla, because that's where the Karbanos were burnt. The inner Mizbeach was used for Ketores. And sometimes it's called Mizbeach HaChitzon, because it's the outer Mizbeach. That's what it was. Inside this building, is the anteroom, is the ulam, and then the heichal, which houses the menorah, the shulchan, and the inner mizbeach, the mizbeach haketores, the small golden mizbeach haketores, and finally, innermost room, of course, is the kodesh hakodashim. There are more side rooms and details, interstitial spaces, but that's the basics. The outer space, fenced in outer space, the azara with the mizbeach and the kior, and then the building that has several inner rooms and included the Mizbeach HaKetores and the menorah. So Abaye, on the top of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, Maseches Yuma, takes you through what was the routine in the morning, what were the kakamet, many different things to do, that to take care of the fires, that to feed the fires, and they have to be mocked of the carbon tamid, and there's a morning Ketores, and the morning Hadlakas HaMenorah. So he gives a long list of, first you do this, and then you do that, Maracha Gedola, Maracha Shnei Shal Ketores, you take care of this wood pile, and that wood pile, Sidur Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, around 8 lines down in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the feeding at least 2 pieces of wood to the fire on the top of the outer Mizbech, Kodim Ledishon Mizbech HaPanimi. That came before the next step, which was clearing the ash off of the inner Mizbech. Remember, they would burn Ketores on the inner Mizbech twice a day. So at the end of the night, Ketores had been burning through the night, and there was a pile of ash from the incense that had been placed on it the afternoon before. So you have to do dishon mizbeach hapnimi, clear off the ash, clear off the top of the inner mizbeach, and that would precede, dishon mizbeach hapnimi came before hatavas chamesh neros, cleaning out most of the neros of the menorah. The menorah had been lit the night before, and it too would fill up with, if you know from your own experiences with neros Hanukkah, and the next morning, or the next evening, you got to clean out the old wicks, to get things set for the next hadlaka. The Gemara begins to analyze step by step, why is step A before step B, why is step C before step D. Here the Gemara says, the bottom, as you saw, the dishma is becha pnimi kom na hatavas chamesh neiros, clearing off, so imagine the early morning, early, early, early in the morning. This is early in the morning. The sun has not yet risen. And the Kohanim are already busy in Beis HaMikdash, and they were outside. Again, they were out here taking care of, beginning to feed the fires on top of the Mizbech for the Karbanos that we burnt on the Mizbech HaChitzon over the course of the day. And then they go inside. And we said they went inside to clear the Mizbech HaKetores from last night's ashes, and then to begin clearing the menorah of last night's ashes. 5 out of the 7 neros would be cleared. So I want to know, why is that the order? My time. How come you take care of the Mizbeach HaKetores and Mizbeach HaPanimi before cleaning out the menorah? Amar Abaye, Gemara Gemirna, Svar lo yadana. Abaye was on who the Gemara had quoted earlier. That's what appears in our Siddur. That Abaye have Masader. If you take a look in the Karbanos, so there's a paragraph near the end that begins with Abaye. Abaye says that's the tradition that I have. That was the language the Gemara had earlier. Is Masader Maracha Mishmei de Gemara. And the name Gemara here means tradition. According to the Tan Abishal. So Abba said, that's the tradition I learned from my Rebbe, but Svar lo yadana. I'm not sure why it's true. And Rava, Abaye's contemporary, said, I'll tell you why. Kiresh Lakish. It's the explanation for it is a principle that Resh Lakish gave. Remember, Abaye and Rava are fourth generation Amoraim, in the middle of the period Amoraim. And Rava is saying there's a Yisod from three generations earlier, from the very beginning of the Amoraim. Resh Lakish, a contemporary of Yochanan, he gave us a halachic principle. He wasn't talking about this case, but the shear that Resh Lakish gave 100, 200 years ago, the Yisod that he gave over, Rava says, I can apply it to explain here. What did Resh Lakish say? I'm Resh Lakish. Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos. It's a pretty short shear, right? Four words. But a very, very dense shear. Ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos. You cannot pass over a mitzvah. So what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Ein ma, the bottom Rashi, Lam Gilman Alf. Ein ma'avirin. Hapogea b'mitzvah. If you meet up with a mitzvah, lo ya'avar mimena. Don't pass it by. We just had the word over in the sense of over lasiyasin. That's going ahead of it. Here I mean passing by. Ein ma'avirin al mitzvah. Don't pass by a mitzvah. Once you bump at the mitzvah, you should address that mitzvah. Don't let the opportunity swing by. But not, where does this come from? So Reish Lakish said it. Where did Reish Lakish get it from? But nafkalan b'mechilta, Rashi quotes. The mechilta is a medrash halachan chumish shemos. A medrash halacha from the Tanam, the early Amoraim. An ancient medrash on chumish shemos. Ushmarta mesa matzos. That's a pasuk in, obviously in Parshas Bo. Right? The idea of shmura matzah. You have to guard the matzahs, make sure they don't become chametz. So the Mechilta says, the Gemara has such a drasha as well. Al tikre matzos ele mitzvos. Ushmarta mesav mitzvos. Kribe es ha mitzvos. Lo sach mitzla shetach mitzvot yashen. Don't let your mitzvos become chametz. Don't let them sit around so that when you let dough sit around, it rises and it becomes pasal. It's no longer matzah. And so we're saying that's true about matzahs. It's also an analogy for mitzvahs in general. To be shomer your mitzvahs. Don't let them just sit there and go stale. Shetach mitzvah to Hashem has become chametz, it's become unusable. A mitzvah comes to hand, seize the opportunity right away. But Reish Lakish is saying that there's a technical angle to this too. And certainly it's the way Rav is understanding. Let's take a look. On Lama Gimel and Beis, v'chi ayah, so what does this all have to do with Beis HaMikdash, v'chi ayel leheichal b'mizbeach paga b'reisha, v'chi ayel leheichal, when you enter, ayel is to enter, when you enter into the heichal, b'mizbeach paga b'reisha, when you walk here, look at the map, you walk from the mizbeach, hachitzon, into the building, through the ulam, into the heichal, and in this heichal, in the kodesh, is where you're going to find both the mizbeach hapinimi and the menorah. Well, which one do you come by first? B'mizbeach pagavereish, you meet the mizbeach first. Tesanya, we have a brisa that teaches as follows. Shulchan we are top of Yumal Amgimel and Beis. Shulchan b'tzafon. The shulchan is on the north. Mashuch min hakosel shtei amos u'mechza. The shulchan is on the north, 2.5 amos from the northern wall. Menor b'darim. Mashuchim nakosel shtei amos u'mechza. Let's take a look. Here we are, and here you see the compass rose for this map of the Beis HaMikdash. Here, west is up, because the Kodesh HaKadosh was on the western side. So this is the northern side, on the right side of this map, and here's the southern, is on the left side of the map. So you said the Shulchan and the Menorah are the two sides. If you zoom in, right, the Shulchan is 5, and the Menorah is 4. So here's the Shulchan to the east, to north. Here's the Menorah is to the west. And number 6, you see, in the center, and closer to the door, is the inner altar, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where you brought the Ketores. That map is based on this Braisa, the Gemara quotes. Shulchan is on the north, the menorah is on the south, and Mizbeach Memutza, Ve'omed Be'emtza. The Mizbeach is dead center, it's not to the north or the south. U'mashach Klapichutz, and it's closer to the door, it's closer to the east than the other two. Mashal klapi chutz kim, it's a little bit closer to the east. Ah! So the Gemara says, so that's why you walk into the Heichal, the first, you're heading for both 6 and 4. You're heading both for the Mizbeach HaKetoros and for the menorah, but you're going to pass by the Mizbeach HaKetoros on your way to the menorah. So the principle, Ein Ma'avir Nahal HaMitzvah, insists that you should make your stop at 6 before you make your stop at 4. If you're headed to both anyhow, so chaperein this closer mitzvah, don't pass by the mitzvah of the Mizbeach HaKetoros on your way to the menorah. Ein Ma'avir Nahal HaMitzvah. Like the joke people have, you know, they need to pass by one shul on the way to, you know, after the shul Yom Davenet, you pass by one shul on the way to the shul you're trying to get at. But here, if you're going to do both mitzvahs, that's an inappropriate approach. Right? If you're stopping, you're going to have a mitzvah of Dishun at the Mizbeach HaPnimi and a mitzvah of Hatava of Dishun, of clean out the menorah. So you ought to, don't pass it by. Don't pass it by. And the Gemara goes on to talk about why, spends a couple lines on why is it built this way, why do you lay things out this way, but that's the way it is. And then Rava says, maybe let's stop for a question first, Yoni. Interesting point. I don't want to get too far afield, but you asked about the, when we go to the Kosel HaMaravi, the reason why it's called the Kosel HaMaravi, that's actually the wall of the Har HaBayis. So that's not even the wall around, if you look at the map, it's not even the wall around the Azara, it's a further out, the wall around the Har HaBayis. It is on the west side. So the Kosel that we get, that's still standing, at which we get to Davin, is the side of the Har HaBayis that was closest to the Kosh HaKadosh. And that's why when you go on the tunnel tours, they tell you there's a point where they believe is directly opposite the Kosh HaKadoshim. We tend to daven over here. The visible part of the Kotel is the southern side of the western wall over here. That's why if you go around the corner, you can see the southern wall expedition, the southern wall excavation, excuse me. But if you go on the tunnel tours, they take you further, if you're watching the pointer here, along, you know, along the western wall of the Har HaBayis towards the north. Coming back to our Gemara, so Rava is the one who said this, right? It was Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye had Mishmei, the Gemara Abaye had a tradition, and Rava said, I'll give you a Svara. The reason why you do Dishmas Be'ech HaPnim before HaTavas HaMenorah is because of the principle of Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvah. And then Rava goes on to say, I have another application of Reish Lakish's principle. Amar Rava, Shma Minamid Reish Lakish. Actually, before you even see, yeah, Amar right now. Let's see. I see we have a limited amount of time, so let's see Rava. Amar Rava, Shma Minamid Reish Lakish. Rava says another application of Reish Lakish. Avure Dara Ato Tefta Aser. You're not allowed to pass by. I know, guys, we're trying to figure out how to translate that. What does Dara mean? Who wants to tell me? Someone who worked under the course of Morning Seder? What does Dara mean? Fresh voice? Yeah, Adir? Your arm, right. This is an example, again, of the Zion in Hebrew showing up as a Dalet in Aramaic. Avura Zeroa Atotefta, passing by your arm on the way to your Totefta. Your Totefta is... Totefes means tefillin, and specifically, which tefillin is referred to as totafos in the Chumash? Exactly. Now, you guys doing a visual, right? The Shalrosh. La'os ha'yadcha totaf ozikron be'enecha. And then in the Chumash Devarim, k'shartam la'os ha'yadcha ula totafos be'enecha. Totafos are only used sometimes to refer to the Shalrosh. So Rava says it's wrong to pass by your Zeroa on the way to your Totefta, pass by the Shalyad on the way to the Shalrosh. It's Aser. violation of Ein Mavirin Lamitzis. I Hechiyav, it's what he's supposed to do. Mi Dara Le Totef, to first go from the Zeroa to the Totefes. Go from the Shayad to the Shalrosh. So Rashi says, La'achar Tefillin Sheb Zeroa, after you put on the Tefillin on the arm, to delay the tefillin shal yad b'shvil tefillin shal rosh, that'd be aser. That'd be zroa pagatchila. You pass by your arm first. Presumably means you're going like this. Your hand is at rest. On the way up, you get to the height of the shal yad, the place where you want to put the shal yad on before you get to the shal rosh. So Rashi says, look, Rav is saying, based on Reish Lakish's rule of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs, it's wrong to put on the Shal Rosh first and the Shal Yad second. And instead, Hechiyav, what should you do? Midara Litotefta, from the Zeroa to the Totefta, Min HaZeroa Yavo Al Rosh. Yaniach, meaning, Yaniach Sheb Zeroa Tchila, Yachach Yaniach Shal Rosh. Ah! So Rashi tells us that Rav said the fact that you put on the Shal Yad first and then the Shal Rosh, that's based on Ein Ma'avirin al hamitzvos. So we have two or three applications of Ein Ma'avirin al hamitzvos. Number one, we have the way the routine would work in Beis Hamikdash. You went from the Mizbeach HaChitzon first to the Mizbeach HaPnimi and then to the menorah. Don't leapfrog to the menorah, then swing back after the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That would be a violation of Ein Ma'avirin al hamitzvos. And then Rava says another question of routine, putting your shal yad before your shal rosh. Why? Because of Ein Ma'avirin al hamitzvos. Now I'll leave you with, yes, Yonatan has a question. And that's the way I would leave you with a question. Yeah. Right. As you're right hand, let's say you're a righty. So you put your tefillin on your left hand. So as your right hand rises on the way to the head, it passes by your left bicep first. So it's wrong to pass by the spot of one mitzvah and not do that mitzvah, instead jump to the second mitzvah and then come back down. Now a problem, a kasha that should bother you, based on what we've learned, is our Gemara Menachas Lamed Vav also told us that the Shal Yad comes before the Shal Rosh. But our Gemara didn't say, it's the same din, but our Gemara didn't say anything about Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvahs. The Gemara had diyukim from the psukim. Right, mentioned Shal Yad before the Shal Rosh, and the word Vahayu, the plural, that whenever you have the Shal Rosh on, there are always two. The Gemara Menachas was working over here. Menachas Lamevav addressed the same issue and gave internal, specific, local drushes. Right? Rava is giving a global klal. There's a global meaning across all of halacha, as we're seeing. It can apply in many different places, this rule of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. But our sugya is giving a very different type of explanation. So the pieces don't line up. We're going to address that next time. We're going to see that Tosfos raises his kasha on Rashi. Tosfos thinks the kasha is such a murderous kasha that Rashi's position is eliminated, and Tosfos suggests a different way of reading the Gemara in Yuma. We'll get to that Mirzim next time after Tisha B'Av. And we'll also have to see some Rishonim defend Rashi, and they explain how Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and Yuma could be consistent with the Gemara Menachas. And I'll leave you with one fascinating third application of this rule of Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos. We're going to see it's fascinating in its own right. It's going to be relevant ultimately to helping us to defend Rashi, and it also, it seems that probably the post can talk about the connection, the ironic connection between the first night of Pesach and the night of Tisha B'Av. They fall at the same night of the week, and there may be other points of connection as well. Certainly our Pesach nowadays, there's an element of Avelos in the fact that we get to sit down to Yontif table, but the halachic centerpiece, the Karban Pesach, is missing. So maybe in that spirit, and the spirit of our reconnecting to the Mikdash through the sugya in advance of Tisha B'Av, I'll share with you that a third application of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, in addition to the daily routine of Tefillin that we do get to enjoy, and the daily routine of the Beis HaMikdash, which we look forward to getting to enjoy Mirtzah Hashem soon, a third application is actually Leil HaSeder. As I mentioned, we'll close with this, as I mentioned earlier this morning, so there's an element of the Seder that, you know, we think about it sort of like a kiddie thing sometimes, because kids make projects about this. We may never realize that the Seder HaKe'ara, the way the Seder plate is laid out, is actually has a lot of halachic significance to it, and it's actually driven by our sugya. Take a look right here. We'll close with this. If you need to go, please go. You can stick around for another couple minutes. We'll take a look here. Here in the Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Arachaim, the halachas of the Seder. Shulchan Aruch says they bring out, based on the Mishnah and Arvei Pesachim, last parak of Maseches Pesachim, they bring out Mevil Lefnei Baal HaBayis Ka'ari, bring out a tray that has the matzahs and the mar, the charoses, the karpas, or some other vegetable. The word karpas means celery. Celery or some other vegetable, and something to dip it into as well. Chometz or Memelach, vinegar, salt water, as well as the Shnei Tavshilin. Two cooked foods, the Gemara says, Echad Zecher LePesach, the Echad Zecher LeChagiga. To remember the two karbanos we're supposed to be consuming. We have not had the chance to consume Leil HaSeder in almost 2,000 years. And Nogu Basar Beitza, common practice, the two cooked foods, it could be anything. Common practice is you have a piece of meat and you have a egg. And then, so the Shulchan Aruch just says you bring out a tray with all of these ingredients and all these items. The Rama addresses himself to how do you organize them on the tray? How do you organize them on the plate? V'yisader ha'ka'ara lifanav. So you've seen in the Haggadahs, they give you different ways to organize the ka'ara. Why? What's it all about? Who cares how it's laid out? Says the Rama. You're supposed to organize it in a way she'ein sarich lavar al ha'mitzvahs. You organize, you want to make sure not to violate Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. So Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, up until now, has always been a bidyevid. Once you're in the situation, do this before that. Rama says, it's even a question of advanced planning milechatchila. Organize your ka'ara so you won't need to violate Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Meaning, whatever comes first is closest to you. Hakarpas say lemal min hakol. The karpas should be closest to you. Well, we would say on the bottom of the plate, but he means lamala, meaning closest to the person who's sitting. Chomet samachlo, yosemin hamatzah. So the karpas and also the dip, the vinegar, the salt water, should be closer than the matzah, which in turn are closer than the matzah, mara, and the charoses. The heni you krovim a love, min habasar v'habetza. And the furthest from you at the top of the plate are the zroa and the betza, because they're only there to be looked at. You're not actually handling them at all. So you have the karpas near the bottom. And then if you have the matzah on the car, we often have the matzah off to the side. You have the karpas and the me'malach near the bottom, and then further up, or further away from you, and mar and charoses, and farthest from the bala seder is the zeroa and the beitza. So this is like fascinating, that the halachic richness that we didn't expect to find. That the way you've been organized, and maybe some of you even set a ka'ar in the past, when you helped to set the seder table, and now you know that that is actually... The way you do that is based on our sugya Yumin Lamed Gimel, the sugya of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. And Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos, we see here also, is not only, again, as I said before, not only b'di'eved, once you're in the situation, you got to do this before you do that, but it's also a question of planning for success. Planning in advance, organizing things in advance, so that you won't run into a concern of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. And that idea of Ein Ma'avirin B'di'eved versus Ein Ma'avirin Milechatchila, planning in advance, is something that's going to be relevant to us in Mirtzah next week when we think about how to resolve the kasha on Rashi from our Gemara in Menachos. Rabosai, thank you so much.